And you're back with the Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. We're heard at this hour every weekend on this radio station. So glad you could be with us. We spend the entire hour helping you get the best mortgage for you. Can save you money, as we heard earlier in the radio program. Angela helped a couple out, a lopped 18 years. I guess, is that a personal best? Is that a world and Olympic record that you lopped 18 years off?
If it is, I'm going to beat it, let me tell you. That's just the beginning. 18 years isn't good enough for me. I'd love to take someone down to like five or six. But so hopefully next week, you never know.
Yeah, and saved someone else $75,000 over the term of their mortgage. I love it because you get Angela and her team at Dominion Lending Centers working for you. And there's no charge for the service. What she'll do is she'll properly position you before about 100 different chartered banks and other financial institutions, all of those who have mortgage products available, about 300 altogether. And she'll negotiate the best one on your behalf. And where it finally ends up, that institution will pay Angela's fee as a way of saying thank you for bringing us the business. 802-3983 is her telephone number, 802-3983. Just before the break, Angela, we were talking about people buying a home zero down, 100% financing. And I know that one of the things that you are really, really cognizant of when you are crunching numbers with a person or a couple, and that is I've got to ensure that we don't get too stretched when it comes to money. I mean, A, there are closing costs. As you mentioned, there are people who like to have a little dough left in the bank, $5,000 or $10,000 in liquid cash in case of an emergency. And I would think that the protection of the consumer would have to be the number one thing you look at when you put together a mortgage proposal for someone through Dominion Lending Centers.
You are absolutely right. And the way that mortgages are set up here, if you're going to qualify for 100% financing, you know, we're in a conservative mortgage market here, so affordability is key. And to get 100% financing, we're looking at every detail. We don't leave any stone unturned because we have to make certain that that is affordable for you. And if you are feeling uncomfortable with it, it's not the product for you or it's not the payment for you. The first thing I always ask someone when they call my office is I say, what's an affordable payment for you? I don't say, oh, well, we can approve you for $800,000 because that's not important. What's important is, what's an affordable payment for you?
Housing affordability through 2007. Well, we all know that it increases in price. And I guess in 2008, we're eyeballing, at least here in the lower mainland, another 8% in sales prices, okay? In other words, what you're going to pay for a home. One of the things that Angela can help you do is get in touch with great real estate agents. And once they do that, they go out in the market. But the number one thing she can help you with, once you've identified what you want, and that is to pre-approve you. And there's a big difference between pre-approval and pre-qualifying. I think, there's probably a grade 5 student somewhere, Angela, that could be pre-qualified. Virtually anybody could get pre-qualified.
Yeah.
Now, pre-approval is really, really critical because you don't want to go out into the real estate market and begin to negotiate for a home without knowing what your financing is. The seller won't even look at you if you say subject to financing, because why would they sign off on a deal with you if you haven't even got your money together? So the pre-approval is really critical. And in a testimony letter that I read earlier on the radio program, the thing that this couple really seemed to enjoy about using you, Angela, was the fact that they came to you on a Friday, and by Tuesday, they were approved. Now, if you go to one of the big banks on your own, it could take a couple of weeks by the time it gets through the bureaucracy.
Yes, you're correct. And in this spring market, there's a lot of people who want to take advantage of the equity in their homes. They're looking to purchase second homes, or they're looking at listing their property. And one of the most important things that consumers are wondering is, what should I do? Should I bring my current mortgage with me? And is that the best option for me? Am I in a position to buy before my house sells? And in two examples, number one, by a client being prepared, they've actually found out that it wasn't the best option to bring their current mortgage with them, because getting a new mortgage and actually breaking their first mortgage saved them $600 a month.
By the time they paid the penalty and the rest of it, yeah.
Everything.
Wow.
$600 a month, but not only that, it gave them better tools because the product that they had a couple of years ago just wasn't the best suited product today. Another thing is bridging your financing. Is it worth it? Can you buy before you sell? We weigh those pros and cons for you because not all mortgages, not all people are in a position to do that. Some are, some aren't. And you having the ability to know how much you can accept on other offers. Last week, someone who made the call to see what their affordability was got an offer $15,000 higher than they would have if they did not call our office because they weren't aware of the ability that they had to bring that current mortgage over, but how long it would be until they would have to pay a penalty. $15,000 off the top, I'd take that.
Yeah, no kidding. These are the types of complications that can arise when you're not quite sure what the answer is, and Angela's happy to do that for you. You know, in the mortgage business, they call it bridge financing and porting. But I think
all these words, that's
lingo they use in the mortgage business. But Angela, as usual, really explains so adequately for the rest of us who aren't in the business how it works to our benefit. And that's really the critical issue when you contact Angela's. Look, let's get down to what you need, and I'll make sure that you're properly positioned and get you the best situation possible with the 100 or so financial institutions that I deal with each and every day. There is no fee for her service. 802-3983 is her telephone number, 802-3983. Again, if you're serious about moving ahead so that you're not wasting anybody's time, including your own, that's when you give Angela a buzz and she'll go to work for you right away. Again, no fee for the service. 802-3983, 802-3983. And on the website, angelacalla.ca, you can always make a mortgage application on the web. How long does that take, Angela? A couple minutes?
Yeah, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, what about people who are a little afraid of sending confidential information over an internet site?
Oh, it's absolutely secure. In fact, if you're not on a secure internet connection where you are, it won't allow you to put through an application.
Okay, so it's that simple, but easier still, a conversation with Angela. Give her a couple of details over the phone, and she'll get you all sorted out right away. One of the things that a lot of people are calling about these days, Angela, is consolidating loans. And we've touched on this on past editions of The Mortgage Show on CFund 1410 AM, where you roll a whole bunch of different debt payments into one and save money in the process.
Wow. And I have really learned that that does a lot more than save money. I had a client last week who contacted me off the show, and outside their mortgage, they had $2,000 a month in additional debt, and they were just making their minimum payments. They were attributing nothing further to their principal and interest of their mortgage, and they were barely scraping by. And what happened was is both people in the family were high income earners, but one of the individuals wasn't aware that the other one wasn't making larger payments than the minimum payments. And so when this all became light, there was quite a bit of friction between the family. And we were able to consolidate everything, again, save them over $2,000 a month, contribute to paying everything off and providing a solution, which is the key point. Because also sometimes when you're misdirected or you don't know which way to go, you might get an option that might look good initially, but it might not be a solution. And sometimes people contact our office and they say, well, I was considering doing a second mortgage or I was considering a line of credit. But when we look at the whole situation, what we do is create a solution. So you're paying principal and interest, and there's not going to be a short period of time where things look better, but then they're really not. Because we look at the whole picture. We're not thinking about just this consolidation. We're thinking about, okay, well, you're going to consolidate everything. Maybe the kids are going to move out, and then you're going to move and downsize. So we are really five steps ahead of you in looking at the best possible way. And also, the sooner we got this over, the sooner this marriage was actually able to reconcile as well, because there was quite a bit of things going on between them personally that was very difficult for both of them to deal with. And not to mention that, but life sure is better when you have an extra $24,000 in your pocket that you would have only been paying to interest. No benefit except for interest to another institution in 1 year. So they're planning a fabulous second honeymoon to enjoy this wonderful money that they are now saving.
Well, you're like the Dr. Laura of the mortgage business. I mean, I've never heard of a mortgage broker salvaging a marriage by redoing a consolidation loan, rolling everything under one, saving them a whole ton of money. We all know, and this is not to be trivialized, we all know that, you know, marriage stress can be enhanced, unfortunately, by financial difficulty. And this is a perfect example of where when you ease the financial burden by consolidating all these loans, saving a bunch of money, having more money to have a little fun with, it really kind of turned that marital situation around. Good on you.
It's really neat. All my clients are very fabulous people, and they shared it with me. And so, thought I'd pass that along. It's just, we care about all of our clients, so we'd love to see them happy. And they feel compelled to share that with us, so we're very fortunate.
Well, I think, when we take a look at mortgage documents or we're doing a mortgage show, we think, it's just a pile of documents. But numbers. And expressions, but there's a very human touch to all of this. It really affects the other things that are going on in your life. This is a perfect example, and that's what Angela does so well with her clients, which is why she gets so many referrals, because she really understands that there's a human side to all of this. 802-3983, 802-3983. A few minutes left on the radio program. Angela returning calls right after the show today. So if you're serious about figuring out what to do next with your mortgage possibilities, give her a buzz. She'll take care of it all, no charge. 802-3983, 802-3983. You are listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers.